A word for you from Hebrews 12 verses 10 and 11. For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them. But he disciplines us for our good that we may share in his holiness. For the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. There is so much in these verses that we don't really do justice to them to just share for 3 minutes. But anyway, let's just look at it and you can go and study it for yourself. We've looked at how the proof of discipline is that we belong to God. If he disciplines us, he regards us as his children. We are told in verse 7 to endure discipline. And here we are told the reason why: to share in his holiness. There's a glorious reason for this chastising of God. He does it for our good. He doesn't do it because of some animosity, some deep-seated indignation where he feels better after punishing his children. No. That's what earthly fathers might be like. But with God, he does it because he loves his children and he wants them to share in his holiness. Have you experienced that type of discipline, where you let go of your own holiness and you come to only what is from God, that which God has, his own personal holiness? You see, when we are disciplined, we repent. When we repent, we receive the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit indwells us more and more. And what comes with that? His divine nature, his holiness. We're reminded then in verse 11, for the moment all discipline seems painful. Yes, that's natural. Of course it's not pleasant, it says. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Again, emphasizing the point of sharing in his holiness. Are you starting to experience the peaceful fruit of righteousness? How there is a peace that passes understanding as you receive God's discipline, and, as it says at the end of verse 11, you are trained by it. You're trained not to go back to that same object of affection that has caused that discipline, that you no longer touch the things that God hates.